Hey, we're back. Light it up live. We're igniting minds, elevating faith. Today, it's episode 14. We're going to have us a great show. I'm your host, John. I don't do it alone, though. Got my boy Josh with me.
Hey, what's happening, buddy?
How we doing, my brother?
Episode 14, dude. Damn, already episode 14 already?
Already episode 14, bro.
That's what's up, man.
Hey, by the way, happy Labor Day weekend, buddy.
Hey, thank you, man. Happy Labor Day weekend. What'd you do today?
I worked.
You labored. Yeah.
I labored.
Yeah. I guess it ain't our day. It ain't our day.
Yeah, man. I labored on Labor Day weekend. I almost got 62 hours in this week, so.
Goodness.
Yeah.
That's some hours, brother.
I put in a lot, man. I think you got close to me, didn't you?
I think I'm at 60. Yeah. You got a little bit because you left earlier this morning until sipping my coffee get called into work. Like, you know what I mean? He's going to call and ask if I wanted to go. Well, yeah, I want to go. You think I'm going to say no?
For you guys that don't know, John, me and Josh worked together. He didn't work this weekend, and I did. We were in Tampa, and we needed him, so he got called in.
Yeah, I was bragging about that three-day weekend, too, and got cut off, bro. It's okay.
So welcome to the show, guys. This is Light It Up Live. We're on every Saturday night, usually, at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Like I said, my name is John. That's my boy, Josh. We do this thing together every Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to go support the show, man, and go to YouTube and go to at Light It Up Live and hit the like and the subscribe button for us. It's absolutely free, and every time you do that, it just helps us get the message out, the message that we're trying to put across. We're also live. You can find us on Facebook. We go live on Facebook. We go live on Twitch, and we also rebroadcast on iHeartRadio and the YouTube channel, so you can find us on any of that. As always, we like to explain why we came up with the name Light It Up Live. We came up with the name Light It Up Live. My buddy Impact helped me with the name, and I loved it. So we stuck with it. It's from Genesis 1:3, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from darkness. That's what we're all about here at Light It Up Live. We are trying to bring a little bit of light into a dark world. One episode at a time. How you doing, Josh?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm sorry we had to pull you off your coffee, man, and come out and save the day at work today, buddy.
Yeah, it's all right, man. I wasn't too stressed about it. You know what I'm saying? Everything's a test, you know.
Yeah, you saved our life, though. I'm telling you, today is episode 14, my brother. It is Dear Me, A Letter to Myself. What we did today, Josh, is we put out notifications. We put out everything on social media, letting people know to email the show. We asked everybody to email the show to send, if you could send a letter to your former self, what would it be? If you could send a letter to your former self, what would it be? We're going to send letters back in time. We had people email the show at lightituplive@gmail.com, lightituplive@gmail.com. That's where we had people email their letters in, man, and we got some letters in.
I got a couple good ones too.
I think this is gonna be a powerful show, man, because I think it's gonna be great, because this is I bet as people were writing these letters, man, it was very therapeutic, and that's why we wanted to do this. You know, we wanted people to, give themselves some grace, maybe. You know what I mean? As they're writing the letter and understand they've come a long way and they're here, you know? So we put that out, and we got some letters in, you guys. So we're going to have a wonderful show, and we're going to be reading off the letters. Me and Josh are going to take turns back and forth reading off the letters. Yeah. And it's going to be fantastic, man. I can't wait. But I know it's Labor Day.
It is Labor Day.
Even though we labored on Labor Day weekend. It's actually Labor Day Monday, but we got that off. But, we, you know, they still jammed one
paid
in
for
on,
it.
Our three-day weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's okay. we went out there and we made the money and we're back home safe and we both got roofs over our heads. So that's what's
roofs over our heads and mics in our face. Hey,
come on, man.
Come on.
Hey, man, you guys don't forget that you can always talk to us and check us out. Whenever you're talking to the chat, we can see you. Josh just put up an example right there for the YouTube channel. If you guys want to interact with us, man, feel free to put in a comment and we'll try to get your comments up. So now it's time.
What time is it, man?
Oh, it's my favorite.
Is it your favorite time?
It's my favorite time of the show.
Let's go.
And it got even better.
Did it get any better?
Whenever we got the music. It makes me laugh every time. It's time for Josh the Spotlight, baby.
Oh, man. Okay.
You know what time it is. It's
time for Little Max Hendrum right here.
Hey.
Hey. Spotlight.
Yeah, you got to be able to groove to Josh the Spotlight.
I'm grooving to Josh the Spotlight. All day, all night. Grooving
today, Josh. What you got for us for Josh the Spotlight, my brother?
Well, it's Labor Day, so, you know, I got some Labor Day Spotlight, man. We're going to put the spotlight on Labor Day. That's right. Yeah.
Oh.
It was so good. We're going to play again, baby. But Labor Day actually is pretty cut and dry. You know what I mean? It took place, you know what I'm saying? Labor Day originated in the late 1800s from a workers' movement pushing for better conditions, leading to the first parade in New York City on September 5th, 1882. Oregon was the first state to make it a legal holiday in 1887, followed by others. In 1894, old Grover Cleveland signed it into national law, making Labor Day celebrated everywhere. And this was a big deal back then too, man, because they had children as young as 10 years old working in mines and doing all kinds of labor. Like, there was no laws against who could break their back, man. If you was able to pick up a shovel, you're going to dig a hole, and that's all there was to it. So this really helped out. You know what I mean? The whole Labor Day movement also, it was considered the last day of the unofficial summer, the unofficial last day of summer. You know what I mean? So it was a big deal. It was celebrated in Canada the same. It was founded about the same. Now, the first Labor Day parade was on September 15th, but it has since rolled back to September 1st is when we celebrate. So Labor Day was pretty important, and I'm actually proud to have it off, man. I feel good about it. You know, I mean, I didn't have to work in no caves or nothing, you know, no mines, so I feel good. But it's got a lot of history, and I mean, throughout the years, we've just celebrated with barbecues and things like that, so there hasn't really been much change in the celebration with the exception of, you know what I'm saying? Some places will put the flag at half staff. That's what that was today. Remember when we saw that coming home? I was like, what is that about?
Yeah.
It's Labor Day. So, I mean, it's good. It's a good holiday. I'm proud to be part of the Labor Party. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you want to call it. That's British. That's British politics, isn't it, or something? I don't know. All right, the party that, you know, we labor.
Yeah,
it ain't got nothing to do with that. We're just laborers. So, yeah, that's my spotlight, Mr. Baker.
Yes, sir. We sure do labor, boy. I was laboring.
We labor.
I was laboring today, and you were not laboring. And then because we forgot some product, Josh had to labor with us.
Hey, labor on. I mean, I did a lot of driving. I'm not going to lie, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm today's going to be a good show, man. Again, you guys, it's episode 14. We're already in episode 14, and it's Dear Me, A Letter to Myself. We asked you guys to email the show and send in letters. If you could write a letter to your former self, what would you say? That we were going back in time, we were sending letters back in time to our former selves. Now, Josh, we weren't talking about the winning lottery numbers or who's going to win the Super Bowl in 2004. Which,
man, I would have straight went Back to the Future on that, man. I'd have been a walking almanac, and I'd be like, look, okay, look, don't date your friend, your best friend's sister, okay, and don't do that. And I'm gonna tell you what, the Cubs win the World Series. You won't believe it, dude. You got to put a lot of money on that. You know, Nightingale, that horse is fast, bro. You need to get on her. You know, but Nah. Spiritually, like, you know, what would you tell yourself spiritually?
Yeah. What would you, would say? And people, we're going to hear different things, you know, I bet, you know, because some people would probably give the younger self some advice. Some people, you know what I mean, are gonna come out with some different things. It's not all gonna be advice, I don't think. You know what I mean? Hopefully some people get, you know what I mean, give themselves some grace because of how far they come. But either way, I know it was gonna be therapeutic for people writing this, and that's why we did it. We did it because I knew it was gonna be therapeutic to do it. So that's why we did it, man.
Yeah, I mean, the one letter I got from a certain somebody, he said it was really nice writing it. The more you wrote it, the more you felt it. You know what I mean? He was like, I'm sorry it's so long, but it's okay. Because, read it back. It's only about a minute and a half read. But, yeah, this young man put a lot into this one. I like that, man. Yeah.
Now, I guess we can get into it, man. You want to start getting into these letters? Yeah, if you want to, buddy, you could go right ahead.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Dear me, I would like to tell the younger version of me, whether it be 15 or 25, learn to stop stressing over things you can't control. Give it to God and enjoy the little things. Strive to make good memories more and care less about bigger paychecks. Spend more time with the people you love, because every bad situation I've been in has passed. But there is almost always something to stress about, and I have learned to stop stressing so much when new tribulations challenge me. I still have my moments of weakness, but it has taken me almost 30 years to find the mental fortitude I wish I just would have had in my younger self. But all young people had, and bad things will happen. And I gotta flip the page.
Okay.
All right. So, and if I had learned earlier on how to stay stable-minded in the chaos, I wouldn't have wasted so many days. I definitely had and was telling myself, Dylan, you don't need to be drunk off your behind every time something bad happens. Granted, that wasted time, and I've always dealt with things in the past, has played its part in making me who I am today. I still wish the younger me gripped reality and the things that matter. More than trying to escape reality, I would advise my younger self to go into friend's house and have conversation instead of isolating. Talk to God and pray instead of letting a moment of hopelessness consume me. I have grown. I like to say the most profound growth I've had in the past decade is patience. Although still not perfect, having children and a woman and getting closer to God and studying more of the Word of God has helped me slow down. Think before I speak and not letting things easily frustrate me like they did when I was younger. That's Dylan Campbell. We call him Sue. And I've known this young man a long time personally. And I have seen tremendous growth in this person, man. He's wonderful. Thanks, Sue, for that one, man.
Yeah, thank you. Great. Thank you, Sue, man. That's wonderful. That's why, because you could tell that when he wrote that, you could tell that did some therapy for him.
Yeah.
You know, you could tell that he went to a spot that he hasn't been to in a long time. And, you know, I really think that they're, by doing some reflecting, I think that there's healing in that.
Absolutely.
I really do. I think there's healing and there's growth being able to look back and reflect on things. And put the mallet down type thing. You know what I mean? You did pretty good, Dylan. You know, you did pretty good. You know, and I think that's why I wanted to do this show, you know what I mean? And write to our younger selves, you know, what would it be? You know what I mean? If we could write a letter to our younger selves. So thank you, Dylan, so much, man, for sending in your letter, man. That was beautiful. That was beautiful, buddy. And
it was really good. That's the first time I've read it too. I mean, he sent it. I printed it out. I read the first part of it and liked it, but that second page was good.
Yeah, man. I haven't got to see you in a long time, buddy. I just want you to know I love you, man. My prayers will stay with you, bud. And I'm super proud of the man you've become, my friend. And thanks for sending your letter in. And guess what, man? Your younger self can be damn proud of the man that you are right now, bud. You're doing so good, man. And you're somebody to look up to. So thank you so much for sending your letter, bud.
Hey, he's Army proud now, too. He'll be home in November.
That's right. I bet your younger self would have never thunk that, man.
Heck no.
Absolutely. Okay, so I think I'm going to get to one. This first letter I got that got sent in is is from Mrs. Bex Howell. Miss Bex Howell sent in a letter. And so we're going to read her letter to herself. Again, this is, if you guys just jumping in, this is episode 14. It's called Dear Me, a letter to myself. So this is from Miss Bex Howell. Dear me, it's going to be okay. Everything is going to be okay. You may feel alone and you may feel that no one understands you, but you will find that those things are not true. Just give it some time and we'll figure it out. Elementary, middle, and high school will become just a memory. It doesn't last forever. Don't let the things that happen to you define your life. You are much more than your traumas. Your traumas does not define who you are. It is just something that happened to you. When you get older, you will feel like you can't survive without him. But know that you will survive. The violence placed upon you is not love. And no one, you will realize you are stronger than you think you think. And you will find courage to leave. It's going to be okay. You are loved. You are smart. You are wanted. You are a good person. It's going to be okay. Love me. Bex Howell. Wow. Wow.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful. You could see right to her younger self that there was some trauma there, you know?
Yeah.
And, again, that's why we wanted to do this, man, you know, because being able to not revisit, being able to reflect on that a little bit and write that kind of letter, I think kind of takes blame away from yourself type thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what it sounds like she was doing in that letter. Like, look, it wasn't my fault. It wasn't your fault. You know, that you had to deal with that abuse and you had to deal with that trauma and you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And so, you know, it sounds like that Bex, she got, you know, some good therapy out of writing that, you know, and was able to give herself some self-forgiveness and some self-grace from writing that. So thank you so much, Bex. We love you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sending in your letter. And, I hope that you felt something by writing that out. And I hope that it helped you, because again, I can't say it enough. That's why we're doing this. We're doing this so that you guys can get a little bit of, you know, a little bit of therapy doing it, you know, writing these letters to our younger selves.
Yeah. I wrote one myself and it felt good. You know
what
I
mean? Yeah. It was
a good idea. I was like, all right, you know.
Yeah, I didn't physically write one down. I worked so late, 61 hours. But I worked so late today, and then I got home and I got show prep and got everything ready and sat down. I was about to write one, and I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna spew something out from the heart, and we'll see.
Yeah, yes,
we'll,
sir.
We'll see how that goes.
Oh, it'll come out great. The only thing is, when I shoot something from the hip like that, I'll be like, man, I left that out. You know what I mean? That's the only thing is, I add just enough, but I will leave.
No, Josh, in your letter. To your younger self, you didn't tell them the winning lottery numbers or
no,
you didn't do that, did you?
No, actually, no. I tried to steer. I steered away from all of it, even the funny stuff. I wanted to put something funny in it, you know what I mean? But I was like, don't play with the firecrackers in the house, because it burns it down, and then you just spend it forever explaining how it wasn't you, and they believed it, and I got lucky, you know what I'm saying? But I should have been in jail. Man, I didn't know. I didn't know. I was little, man. But hey,
dear me, don't grab that lighter like that firecracker.
Yeah, dear me, statute of limitations will run out before you find out, so just relax yourself. Yeah. No need to stress. I stressed that for like 15 years, man. You know what I mean? Every time I heard a fire truck, I was like, oh my god. they got me.
Unbelievable. That's fantastic. So do you got another?
I do.
Somebody send in another letter?
Yeah, I got another. I had three total. So let me see. I got this one here. Here, I got it. All right. So, hey. All right. Dear younger me. Hey, younger self. This is older you writing about some things you could do to prepare for your life as an adult. Pay attention in school, and yes, you're smart, but you'll be able to get further in life if you go to college and get a degree. Try to get ahead in life and set some game plans sooner rather than later. Be more positive. Growing through the ages and avoid messing up and or violent situations as much as possible. There's a lot of opportunities to prove you're better, faster, stronger than the others. But if your gut tells you it's not a good idea or that it's something that can be avoided, then follow your instincts. There will always be people in your life that will be positive light and give you inspiration in various ways. Pay attention to those people. Follow and listen to any words of wisdom you receive. There is a brighter light at the end of the tunnel. Find a way out instead of taking the easy way into trouble. God gives you the toughest battles to his toughest soldiers. Sincerely, Ant.
Come on, man. You know what, dude? I love that.
Yeah.
That was really, really good, because you could hear within writing that to his younger self that he gave himself motivation now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That gave me chills.
But yeah, with the really thing that, you know, you tell yourself you're smart, that's infectious. You do that all the time. Like, man, I mean, I ain't going to say I'm the greatest, but I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no genius, but I'm smart. Then, you know what I mean? Yeah, it helps you.
You can see that he was giving himself some credit, you know, and that's amazing. He's overcome some things.
Yeah.
You know, he's overcome some things, and he remembers how tough it was and the mistakes he's made, but you can hear in that letter to his younger self that, look, you messed up, man, but, man, you're going to be okay, man. That's
good.
That was awesome, dude. That was a fantastic letter, dude. I really liked that one, dude. That was
I liked his. Great. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was really good. Again, you guys, today is episode 14, Dear Me, a Letter to Myself. We put out the call for you guys to send us in a letter, man. We're going to send letters back in time to your younger selves. What letter would you send to your younger selves? And as always, you guys, don't forget, we're over live on YouTube right now. We're live on Facebook. We're live on Twitch. We rebroadcast on iHeartRadio and our YouTube channel. You can find us there at Light It Up Live. Don't forget to go over there, click like and share, man. Help the show. Hey, Josh, I'm dying to spill the beans about something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. We got
a
tower of power. No, man, we got this good stuff.
I had to tell you guys something. Should we tell them?
Yeah, you could tell them, man. I mean, you know, cat's out the bag, because if you don't, they're going to be like, that show sucked, man. There was like something going on and no one said nothing. Yeah, I stopped watching.
Okay, you guys. Well, if you guys don't know, we make this look really good on the video for you guys that see the stream. We make it, Josh is the kind of the producer of all this, and he makes it look like we're in the same studio, but we're not. And our dream has always been to be able to be in a studio and be in the same room and do this show. Well, we've got some good news, man. We actually are going to go into the studio, man. We've got a few things that we need to get right still. We got a few more things of equipment we need to get, but we got the studio here soon. Me and Josh are going to be in the Lighthouse Studio in Sanford, Florida.
What?
Starting very soon.
Very soon. Oh, he hit the applause on him.
Studio. Boy, we came up with the name. I think it's unbelievable. So we're gonna be in the Lighthouse Studio, man. What do you think, bro? We're gonna have our studio, man. What do you think, bro?
I think it's gonna be good stuff, man. You know what I'm saying?
I can't wait, man. I think it's gonna be fantastic. You know, just our vibe's always good because we're friends and we know each other so long, but to be able to be in the same room and, you know, get that vibe, you know what I mean? In the atmosphere, man, it's going to be so much better. And plus, when we're cracking up laughing, it's going to be a little bit harder not to laugh when we're sitting in the same room right there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little more difficult.
And background noise won't be an issue. We don't have to put on the sound filters. And like, I'll be able to use my soundboard and everything. It'll be so nice.
And we won't have to do virtual backgrounds anymore. And we just named it, you guys. We just named it. So let us know what you think about the name. The name is going to be the Lighthouse Studio. For Light It Up Live, bring a light to a dark world. If you don't get it, then you really need to think about it. But the Lighthouse Studio, it's going to be coming soon. And right. So I'm excited. How you doing, Jody? I see you in there, sweetheart. It's wonderful to see you.
What's happening?
But yeah, the Lighthouse Studio, Josh, I'm pumped. We let the cat out the bag, brother. We got a little more work to do, you guys, so be patient with us. You know, we're still going to, the show will still go on right here, just like we do now. But it's just going to get better. And the more you guys like and share and get like things on YouTube and you subscribe, the more it's going to help us. Josh and myself make $0 to do this. As a matter of fact, it actually costs us money to do this. So don't think that this is some kind of money grab for us. We do this because we love it. We do this because we want to help the community and we want to help other people. And this is just two friends being able to reach out on a platform the way that we do. And so anytime you guys could subscribe, like, share on Facebook, anything, it's just going to help the show grow. And it's going to help us to be able to get that equipment, the rest of that equipment we need. We're really close to moving into the Lighthouse Studio. So I'm pumped about it, man. Pumped,
yeah, and you're super excited.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. Things are happening over here at Light It Up Live, baby.
It's lighting up live. You know what I mean?
Lighting up live. Okay, I got another letter.
You got another?
That was sent in. This is from a Miss Jamie Tall, and she sent a letter in too. And then I also got another one. So maybe in between those two, if you want, you can read yours after Miss Jamie Tall, if you want to do that.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, this one here. This is a letter to herself, her younger self. This one is from Miss Jamie Tall. Dear me. This is the most important thing you will ever read. It doesn't matter what other people think of you. The only thing that matters is your relationship with your Heavenly Father. You're going to find out that people in your life will disappoint you and fail you in ways you never thought were possible. Jesus is your best friend, your father, your husband, your provider, your protector, and the one who will never leave you. Don't worry about material things. Read your Bible every day. It's your blueprint for eternity. Be kind to all people. Believe for the impossible. The kids you go to school with will not be in your life forever, and you most likely won't remember them when you get to be the age, my age. Be satisfied with what you have. Don't let any man talk to you like you are worthless. Don't listen to people who are hot tempered. Don't do drugs. Love me, Jamie Tall. Wow, man. Again, you know, you hear these guys sending these letters to their younger selves and how powerful. And I love how she said, the only thing that matters is your relationship with your Heavenly Father. Because if I could send a letter back to myself and tell myself as a young self and actually convince me into that, man, life sure would have been different for me. I know that everything happens for a reason. God puts us on a path for a reason. I know that. And I know that things that are happening in our life was the way He designed. But boy, I wish I would have started a relationship with Him a lot sooner in my life. You know, I don't know about you, Josh. How have you had a very long relationship with God? Or can't hear you, bud.
Sheesh. All right. Yeah. Since I was about, yeah, I've always had a really good relationship with Jesus. You know what I mean? And God. And my grandparents took me to church a lot. And I mean, it was something they loved to do. And I started loving it because I loved them. And then because I loved going because of them, it started becoming infectious. Now, I've never been a pushy Christian, you know what I mean? Like, I've never tried to push anything I believe on anybody, but because I'm definitely far from perfect, so I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to allow my, anyway. But, yeah. But yeah, there was one situation in my life that happened, and I lost somebody that was really, really important to me. And I started talking to him heavily then. That's when I started reaching out and praying a lot, you know, and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did, you know.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm a believer that God does put us through things we're supposed to, you know what I mean? I've always had a thought about it. You know what I mean? But to be honest, I was out there ripping, running for so long. You know what I mean? I really didn't care. If I'm going to be completely transparent and honest, I didn't care. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I was busy ripping and running and doing the things that I was doing. But I could tell you this, that it just made me a stronger person. It just made me a stronger believer. You know what I mean? That, you know, it's just been probably within the past 5 years that I've really, really, really dove into my relationship with God. And I could tell you that people ask me, how do you know God's real? You can't see him. You know, I need to see something.
Oh, I love that one. I love it.
You know how? Because I could feel him.
That's right.
I could feel him. I could feel his presence. I could feel him. I could feel it when the Holy Spirit is moving me. I can feel it. It's a physical feeling I can feel. I could tell you what, it has helped me so much with depression. It has helped me so much with anxiety. It has helped me so much with feeling alone. It is Josh has seen,
because you're never alone.
You have seen
that. You've never. Oh yeah.
I know you have seen the change in my anger and the way I carry myself. I actually love now.
You know what, man? I think I can actually pinpoint one. I was with you, I think, the day that you finally, that was about 5 years ago too. I was with you that day when we were driving down the road and that motorcycle fender came up into our windshield of our truck. Ooh. And when we got back to the warehouse, you was like, that was a miracle, dude. We should be dead. And you said it like 10 times, you know, and I'm over like, yeah, we got lucky. But no, to you, that was like five. That was a turning point.
You know what I mean? We were going down Highway 429 about 75 miles per hour in the work truck, and all of a sudden this giant piece of metal come flying in the air off of the street, and come to find out it was a motorcycle fender, and it went and it hit the middle of our windshield and smashed. Glass flew all over our face and our mouths all over us. It was scary, and it shook us. It was
Yeah, because I've known you a long time, and when we got back to the warehouse, you were shook, and I have never seen you scared of anything. You know what I mean? That bothered you.
It was a split second thing. What are you gonna do? It was just like driving on the road, wham.
Couldn't even duck, nothing. Yeah, and that thing dented the top of the truck so deep that if it went through the windshield, we'd been dead.
Broke the windshield and wrinkled the top of the truck when it went up. Yeah.
God saved both of us at once. Yep.
So you wanna do your dear me letter, my brother, I'll do yourself.
I'll do mine, but I don't know if I need all the sad background. You know what I mean? Hey, I can just read it. Okay. All right. Dear me, you're going to be given a great opportunity to be a dad. It's something a lot of men never get. Life will sometimes feel empty and without purpose. Trust in God. He has a plan for all of us. He will not make your life without pain, but he will bless you with the strength to carry on, to find happiness. Our flaws don't define us as much as we think. We can always make corrections. Stay humble, young man. Embrace your desire to draw. Black out the noise thrown by those who've never even picked up a pencil. Keep that smile. Others will see it. You will feel it when they smile back. Remember, character development is the true aim of education. Keep on the path of the glass is always half full. Keep Jesus in your heart. The rest is easy. Amen.
Come on, boy. Say, what did y'all think of that one, cuz?
Yeah, right.
Ooh, that was great, man.
Thank you, brother.
Dude. That was fantastic, bud.
Yeah. I had to write it down. I'd have left something out.
How'd it feel writing it? Tell me, you know what I mean? How'd that feel? Where'd it take you? How'd that feel?
Well, I mean, the part about drawing took me back to my dad's house, you know, and as I'm writing this, you know, I'm just trying to sound positive, stay positive. But when I got to that part, I used to draw all the time, and I had people that loved me told me I sucked at it, and I didn't. I truly didn't. They just, I don't know, man. I don't know why they hated on it. And it bothered me to the point where I stopped for so long that I kind of just stopped doing it. You know what I mean? And sure. I should have blocked that out. I should have. And I'd really, you know what I mean? No telling what could be right now if I would have just.
But do you think that because you know that, because that made you block that out, do you think that made you now not block certain things out because you learned?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Like tattooing, I picked up that. And I started doing that for a long time, man. And I'm pretty good at traditional art. You know what I'm saying? Line of color. I can't do no realism because if you ask for like a picture of your grandma tattooed on you, it's going to look like grandpa. I promise. You know what I mean? I can't do that. But I was really good at it. And I had a lot of people tell me it's not the same as drawing.
But if I ask for grandpa, can I get my grandma?
Yeah, it's going to happen, bro. It might look like a pit bull or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm serious. I'm terrible with real art like that. But, yeah, and a lot of people tell me, like professional artists, a tattoo, you know, you're never going to do it. You're never going to do it. And I did great. I think I did great because I blocked them out. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I did learn from it. I just wish I would have learned a little quicker. You know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God's
Things
timing,
happen.
Right?
Then, yeah, you know, yeah. God's like you said, for a reason. For a reason. Yeah,
for a reason. It's hard to swallow that sometimes, though. You know what I mean? You know that. You know that God's timing's perfect. But, man, sometimes it's hard to swallow that. I don't care who you are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know? Every now and then you'll be thinking about it like, man. let me calm down. Let me calm down. Like, people are like, what are you even getting excited about? Don't worry about it.
All right, man. We got one more letter that was sent in.
Okay.
One more Dear Me letter. This one here is from, this is from Jody. And this is it. This is Jody's Dear Me letter to his younger self. Dear Me. Have a relationship with Jesus. Don't let anyone tell you that your dreams can't come true. Every storm you face will run out of rain. Always work on bettering yourself. Never let your wants get in the way of what God knows that you need. Understand that when a mistake keeps happening over and over, it means that you haven't learned the lesson. Always be trustworthy. Don't gossip. Always be a good listener. Think before you react. Pray always. Be consistent in what you choose to do. Smile more. You can never care enough. Love with a pure heart. Have pure intentions. Stay authentic and raw. Always be yourself. You can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you. Philippians 4:13. Love me. Jody Matthews. Wow, man. How good.
Good stuff.
How good. You know,
I really like, he said, you never could care enough. That's
you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, there's several points in there that I was going to talk about too, man. Of course, I have a relationship with Jesus. But like he said, every storm you face will run out of rain. Whew.
Oh.
Come on, man. And, man, because when we're younger, every little problem just seems like the end of the world. How am I going to get through this? And then then you get a couple years down the road and you always look back. Man, you know, if that wouldn't have happened, then this, that, and this wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, you could tell this whole letter is talking from experience, man. And again, giving himself some grace, you know what I mean? Because I know his story. You know, he's giving himself some grace. He's kind of, you can tell he's kind of letting himself know you did okay.
Yeah,
you did. You know what? You did okay, young man. You did okay. You're going to turn out all right.
Well, because I mean, even in some people's dark times in their lives, they're still doing something that is good. They're either still productive. They're paying them bills. They're making a career for themselves. They might have issues that's they're not happy about, and they'll assume it ruined everything. But there was always something going on that was positive. You know what I mean? It really was. So,
yeah, absolutely, man.
I can dig it.
Yeah, man. Some great letters. You know what I mean?
Oh,
Dylan, man. Wow. How good.
Yeah.
How good, man. Ray. Wow, dude. Come on, man. That one gave me chills.
He's another positive young man. I've known him for a while, man. You know, and yeah, he's actually happy where he's at.
Your letter. You shocked me with your letter, man. Your letter was very good, man.
Yeah,
very
I was
good, dude.
Thanks, man.
And we had Bex, she sent in her letter. Thank you so much too, man. That letter was amazing. We had
Jamie, she sent in a letter. Unbelievably powerful. Jody, thank you so much, man. Thank you all you guys who sent in letters. We really, really appreciate it, man. And from the bottom of our hearts, man, the reason why Josh and myself wanted to do this show is to give people a little bit of therapy on that. You know what I mean? Because when we talked about it, it's by doing that, you kind of reflect on things. You're not reliving it. Anything, you're just reflecting, and it kind of feels good if you could go back and send a letter back in time and tell your younger self some things, and I'm glad the letters didn't beat themselves up. Did you notice that? Not one letter that people sent in beat themselves up. That's great. You know,
that's how you know they're in a good place right now, spiritually, emotionally. You know what I mean? To be able to write such positive stuff to yourself. It's powerful, man.
Hey, man. Again, you guys, don't forget that we are on, we rebroadcast on iHeartRadio. You can go check out our YouTube channel, man. Help the show. Go there, like, subscribe, share. As you can find it all at Light It Up Live. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitch. You guys make sure that you go check us out. We're on every single Saturday night, most of them. At 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Tonight's show will be rebroadcasting over on iHeartRadio tomorrow and our YouTube channel. If you didn't get to catch the live, so go check it out. Like, share, subscribe, do all the good fun stuff. Before I do my last monologue thing here, Josh, do you have any closing thoughts you'd like to say, brother?
No, man. This was a dang good show.
That was really good. And you guys stay tuned, because we just let the cat out the bag soon. We're going to be moving into the Lighthouse Studio, baby. Woo! Come on, boy. I'm pumped up. The Lighthouse Studio. Me and Josh are no longer going to be in separate rooms across the freaking county. It looks good because Josh put this thing together bad. That's why it looks good. But we ain't in the same room. I promise. Watch. Don't even touch
it. It's a hand on my head.
soon, you guys stay tuned. We're gonna be in the Lighthouse Studio. We just named it. We just got the okay that we can move in. And so soon it's coming, man. We just got a little bit more equipment to get. So the more you guys like, subscribe, share, it's just gonna help us grow. Josh, I got a new segment.
What you got?
Last time I did a little open and closing monologue, but I don't want to do an opening one. But I do kind of want to do a closing little monologue on the shows now. You know, so just kind of my thoughts. Excuse me, on the show. You know, on the topic. It's just kind of my thoughts, and so I write down a little. You know, some stuff. You know, I mean that's on my heart. About the show, about the title, you know, about what we're talking about. So this here, Josh, is my final thoughts.
All right.
I want you to take a moment and picture that younger version of yourself. The kid who was still figuring things out, still carrying dreams, still carrying fears. Maybe they were braver than you remember. Maybe they were hurting more than anyone ever knew. But that younger version of you, they made it. They made it to today. They made it to this moment. And here's the truth. Your younger self may not have believed it, but you are living proof every scar, every setback, every victory, it all mattered. It all shaped you. So tonight, if nothing else, remember yourself that you are exactly where you're meant to be. And if you could whisper one thing to your younger you, maybe it's simply this. Dear me, you're going to be okay. That's my final thought, brother.
I like it. I was following along too when you said if you could whisper one thing to yourself. Mine, I think, would be forgive.
Come on, man.
Just always, man.
That's big on me.
Yeah. It really is, man. It's one of my hardest hurdles I've ever had, and oh, it feels good. It feels good, even if they're totally in the wrong. Just forgive, yep. Man.
Amen.
Yeah,
and that goes with ourselves too, brother.
Yeah,
forgive yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I had a hard time with that for many years. Forgiving myself for a long time. I still battle with it sometimes when I think of my past and some of the things I've done. You know what I mean? But I have come a long way. I'm forgiving myself too. Absolutely, brother.
Yeah. We make mistakes, man. That's what we do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, I'd like to thank you guys, man. And I'm sure Josh does. We both like to thank you for this man, this beautiful moment with us, for you guys being so awesome and transparent, for sending your letters in, man. We really hope that as you guys were writing those letters to your younger selves, that you were able to, you know, give yourselves a little bit of grace. And we really hope that you got some healing out of it. Because that's exactly why we did this show. We did this show because of that. You guys, don't forget that we come back again next weekend at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. My name's John.
My name's Josh.
We'll see you again next weekend, you guys. We love you very much. Remember, your rope's longer than you think. God's rope has no end. Hold on tight. God bless.
Amen. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up live. Welcome home to light it up live. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up live.